starting your journey to financial freedom.
Now.
You're listening to the New Investor Podcast.
This is the Young Investor for the New Investor Podcast, and it is day 100 on our journey towards financial freedom. First and foremost, I would like to thank the gracious lady or gentleman who has posted the only review I got on iTunes so far. And hold on, I got a 4-stars review. I am delighted, so thank you very much. I am happy that the podcast brings you some value on your own journey. I am a hotelier by profession, so we live on feedback from our guests, whether they are excellent, good, or average, or even bad, as it allows us to continuously improve. I look forward to many more and to your guidance as well. However, during your journey as an investor, no one will be around to give you a feedback on how well you are investing or how well you're winning or how well you're losing. It is like being an entrepreneur. Your choices, your investment choices are yours and yours alone, and you will own your successes and your failures. In investing, however, you really only fail if you sell your stocks at a loss. Or else, it is just a question of time before a failure turns into a success. Successes will be measured on whether or not you have been able to take position early enough into wonderful companies. As I probably outlined in many episodes already, the best moment to take position is actually right now. How I look at it, the stock price will substantially be different 10 years from now for any of the companies you choose. Let me do right now a little exercise to prove this to you in the simplest of forms. No graphs, no complications, no confusion. Just purely based on the stock prices of each of my companies that I currently hold 10 years ago and now. Apple average stock price in 2009 was $18.44 and today closed at $197. Microsoft average stock price in 2009 was $18.10, today closed at $134. Bank of America average stock price in 2009 was $11.34, today closed at $29. And JP Morgan and Chase average stock price in 2009 was $28.50, today closed at $111.80. This might look like a simple analysis, but think about it just a few seconds. Just by following the simple rules of buy and hold of long-term investors, if you had invested the same amount of money today minus inflation in 2009, I think you would have been very well off today, don't you think? Why would it be different today? Let's just assume that we will certainly not score a similar growth than in the last 10 years. Wouldn't you be happy with even half of the performance? The stock prices of these companies just evolved based on thousands of variables and a very healthy economy for sure, but they all did without exception. And I could go on with another list, and I have no doubt that it will be the same story. But buy and hold today. Take advantage of the stock market corrections and crises. Buy more, hold for longer, grow your dividends, and don't underestimate how fast 10 years goes by. That is exactly my strategy, simple and clean. Along the way, I may diversify. There is a probability that one of those companies goes under. Probability of ever happening in my lifetime, 5%. And I am being very optimistic of their failure. If one of them ever does go under during my lifetime, so be it. I will still have a few more companies that will benefit for sure from that demise. I know for a fact that with the investments I have already done now and today, I have already changed my financial fate for my future self. And I am pleased with the prices I purchased my current stocks at. I trust their growth potential, their management so far, and the continued influence on their respective sectors, in addition to their ability to disrupt any other if they choose to do so. On another note, I am sure you're following the news and the current G20 summit in Osaka, regrouping the most powerful nations on earth. I believe the markets will open very strong on Monday. It looks like things are easing up between the US and China. The outcome of those will be reflected tomorrow. I believe those who have entered the market during the turmoil will see some good returns moving forward, provided they have not sold their stocks since. Stay invested, be patient, and keep playing the long-term game. But above all, be patient. I wish you a life-changing Sunday ahead. Thank you for listening to the podcast, and I really hope that it brings you some additional support on your own journey towards financial freedom. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button to never miss an episode, and looking forward to your DM and follow on Instagram at New Investor Podcast. In the meantime, stay invested, be patient, and keep playing the long-term game.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.